Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. As you're gonna start working on your online course idea, one of the key decisions you will need to make is whether you're going for evergreen or live offer. And even if you already have set your mind on one versus the other, I would still suggest you to listen through this episode as it might give you some new ideas to work with. Evergreen versus live courses really couldn't be further from each other. Evergreen courses generally will be pre-recorded, and your students will have the option to enroll in at any point. When we think about making passive sales with online courses, evergreen courses is what we are considering. And on the other side of it, we have live offers where you will include at least some live elements. In some cases, the whole course will be presented live versus having any pre-recorded materials. The best news into all of this is that you can always update, upgrade, and change your offer from one type to another. If right now you're going for the evergreen course, you can later add it into your live experience and vice versa. You can also start by recording live experience and then taking that and putting that into evergreen offer just as well. So is one type of offer better than the other? Is one more suitable for starters than the other? Is one more profitable than the other? Let's explore all of that one by one. There is no one certain answer to what is the best fit, as it always is. By now, you probably have realized that when it comes to online courses, there just are so many different variations, and it really, really depends on how you see your offer, how you want to serve your audience, and what just makes the most sense, and what brings the most joy for you as well. So one of the key elements, the key difference to keep in mind when it comes to evergreen versus live courses is that evergreen course can be created and sold at any point, right? But when it comes to live experiences, you're looking at a specific opening of the doors when your students will be able to enroll and purchase the offer. So the difference from the creator's perspective is that with evergreen courses, you have more freedom to do it in your own time. Even if you are already proceeding with some launch plans, you're already talking about your offer, you're still not attached to a specific timeline. While with live experience, you will have announced a specific date, a specific starting date, enrollment date, and so on. So this is kind of the key element to consider as you are going into the process, because I personally feel like evergreen courses in most cases are a better fit for first-time course creators because they release that pressure of being ready for a specific time and showing up live. It's not a secret that showing up live can be nerve-wracking, and even though I've been in business for like 10 years, I still get worried for no reason really, but I still get worried about live experiences, and it doesn't matter who I'm even talking with. Maybe they've been my clients for a long time. Maybe they've been in the Savvy Offer Hub membership for a long time, and I feel comfortable with these people, but I still get worried. I still overthink these live experiences. So if you are a new course creator, and this might be your first time you're creating any type of digital content in general, live experience definitely adds to that pressure. But of course, there are bonuses to live experiences as well, because they can actually help you to test and evaluate your content with live audience. So this means that you can actually go through your ideas, go through the content you have prepared in these live coaching sessions or live sessions of any kind. And there you can gather direct feedback. People will ask questions and you will realize what might be missing. They will take action and you will realize what are some added things you can do to support that action. And this will help you to create a better product, because at the end of that live experience, you can just revisit the materials you have created and see how they can be improved. All of this comes back to the fact that one of these experiences is not in any way better than the other. It really just matters what you feel like will be the best fit for you. And here are some other important elements to keep in mind. Usually, and I have to say, like I have to emphasize the fact that this is just in most cases, evergreen courses will be lower priced. If you're launching live offer, it does add value because you're gonna be there. Especially depending on the type of elements you're gonna be adding, your audience might have a chance to, for example, receive one-on-one feedback right away, and that alone is incredibly valuable. If you're doing Q&A sessions or one-on-one hot seat coaching sessions, whatever might be the case, any of these increase the value of your offer. So you can have like the same curriculum in the evergreen being sold for, let's say, 200, and then the same experience, it can be sold with live experience for like 2000. And this also leads us to the point that you can have both for the same product. For example, if you have recorded right now evergreen offer, you can still take that same product, the same content, same videos that you have prepared, and you can bring it into your live experience and you can sell it at the same time. Your evergreen offers can serve as your lower priced offers, potentially for those who don't know you just yet or who are not ready to invest, while the live experience actually caters those who want more of that one-on-one support, more of the connection with you, and maybe actually take the action within a specific timeline that can help them to move forward with their own ideas. And if you are currently in between it all and you're ready to start working on your course, make sure to check out Savvy Offer Hub membership. Inside, you will get instant access to plenty of learning resources that will help you to plan, create, and scale your offers. Plus, you will also have the access to personalized support and feedback, and this is not a high-priced offer, by the way. It's absolutely the lowest price offer I have out there. You will find all the details in the description. It's an amazing way to move your projects forward and actually get your ideas to the finish line with the accountability and support you need along the way. Now, when it comes back to the decision making, the pros and cons and different things to consider, another thing to consider is that if you are doing a live experience, you're gonna be, for example, in like 2 months, you're gonna open the doors to your live experience for like 1 week or 1 month, you will have enrollment period and then the actual experience will start. Often the need to gather a specific number of people in your offer will create unnecessary overwhelm, especially if you're just growing your audience. So this will be different if you're already well established, your audience loves you, you know, they know what to expect from you, they're ready to pay. Especially if your live experience is gonna be higher end product, which it should be, you should be mindful about this experience of actually gathering people in the product, right? And there's nothing wrong if your live experience will have, for example, only 2 people in it. It's actually a bonus for those people, right? And this is one of the biggest misconceptions. As somebody who has been behind the scenes of very profitable courses, I can assure you that even the most known names don't always get full groups, okay? So for example, if you are planning that live experience and you're worried that you're not gonna get like 10 or 20 people in there, which is already quite excessive, usually live experiences will be limited to a smaller number. Either way, if that is your goal and you're worried that you're not gonna get to it, don't worry. Release that worry because it does not impact your group experience. And actually, the fewer people are in your group, the better experience will be for your audience. You can actually help those specific people, those 2-3 people who are in there. You will know each of their specific situations. You will be able to provide more relevant samples, and you will be able to help them to actually achieve those results potentially faster than they could if there's a big group on the other side. But at the end of the day, the question to answer is rather simple. It's what is your vision with this product? Are you creating this product to generate passive income? How will you generate income? So what is your plan? Because here's another thing that comes into play. One reason why I often go into my high-end programs instead of continuing to promote lower priced offers is that you put the same time and effort into promoting lower price than you would in promoting higher end. And yes, the satisfaction of like more consistent sales it's really addictive. So technically, if you have a lower priced product and maybe you don't make as much money, but you keep seeing the sales coming, that is more exciting than potentially just making one big sale at some point. But at the end of the day, the amount of energy, amount of time, and your dedication that's going to go into the process of promoting and talking about the offer is going to be the same, either you're promoting lower priced or more high-end offer. That's why, as I mentioned myself as an example, I have been in periods of time when I promote lower priced offers for a long time. And at some point I'm like, okay, I'm showing up every day, I'm creating content every day, I'm doing a lot. Let's just switch it up, okay? Let's do something where I can make grand impact. And on my end, the process will not change. I'm still gonna be showing up, but I know that for the person on the other side, if I offer, like, for example, group coaching or one-on-one sessions or some kind of a speed offer, that can bring better and faster results than some of the lower priced offers, right? So that is just some of the thought process that goes into this as well. Because if your evergreen offer is going to be priced lower, potentially, than your potential live experience, and you're still going through the same hustle of like getting to the point of making sales, you can just as well be selling live experience. So initially I started this by saying that if you are aiming for passive income, evergreen offer might be the way to go, and I will stick with that. But if you are considering scaling, and if you are considering ways to show up for your audience to the next level, so maybe you already have some offers, you already have some audience, they already know you, they're already buying, there is some action happening in the background, and you might want to just elevate those experiences, then live experience will be a better idea than doing evergreen offer. So I personally absolutely prefer starting with evergreen offers just because I am one of those people who get scared when it comes to any kind of live experiences. And in all honesty, years ago, I thought that this will change, that, you know, I will adapt, I will start to enjoy it. But the time never really came. So for me, it's a lot easier and a ton more enjoyable to actually offer pre-recorded content like I do, for example, in the Savvy Offer Hub membership. I can pre-record the content in my own time. There is no pressure to what and how it's gonna be released. It's just a lot more fun. For me, it's just a lot more fun. However, I know plenty of people who actually dislike recording part, so they want to show up live. And I have had clients who are struggling to create evergreen products, and then they realize that should have been live experience all along, so they switch it up and make it a live experience instead. I hope this episode will help you to make the best decision for you. If you do have any questions, definitely reach out to me. You will find all relevant links in the description. If you have any topic suggestions for the episodes, I'm always open to that as well. And if there's any feedback you want to share with me at all, I'd love to listen to that too. This will be it from me for this time. I hope that you'll check out the Savvy Offer Hub membership if you are on that path of creating an online course. And I'll see you in the next episode.